This is the Andy George Leadership Podcast. This is a podcast that is all about helping you reach your potential, define your purpose, and to live with passion. And I'm your host, Andy George, and I want to thank you so much for taking some time and listening to this podcast. So listen, before we jump into what I want to talk about today, I want to encourage you that if you haven't done so yet, make sure that you subscribe to this podcast. You can also visit andygeorgecoaching.com as well as the Andy George Leadership YouTube channel for more content. So what does a healthy leader look like? That's what I want to talk about here for the next few minutes. I want to talk about what are the qualities of a healthy leader. Now listen, I hope you have had the opportunity to have either worked with or for a healthy leader. Or I hope you've at least been able to see a good, healthy, and strong leader. But what makes these leaders healthy? You can ask that same question about you and about me as a leader. What makes us healthy? The kind of leader that others respect and want to be around. Now listen, unfortunately, we could probably all think about leaders and leader qualities that are not very healthy. I mean, just take a moment and think about the people in your past that you've been able to work with. Do you think they were healthy or unhealthy? And once again, take a look at yourself and decide, have you been a healthy leader or an unhealthy leader? So in this podcast, I want to take just a few minutes, and I really do want to talk through what does it mean to have the qualities of a healthy leader. What are five qualities of a healthy leader? And we're going to start right now. So here we go. Number one, the first quality of a healthy leader is influence. You see, a healthy leader does not need to lead out of their position. It is unhealthy in many ways when a leader feels that they have to lead because of the seat that they're sitting in. You see, this is the kind of attitude, and I'm sure you've experienced this to some degree, where you'll have somebody leading, and the reason why you have to follow them is just because of the title that they have. See, a positional leader leads from their title. I'm the boss, that's why. Just because I said so, that's because that's what I pay you for, and on that goes. See, this is more of a sign of frustration and honestly, insecurity when somebody feels they have to lead out of their title or lead out of position. However, when their leader leads out of influence, it not only promotes the health, but also a great team atmosphere. There are several factors that allow leaders to lead in this way, to lead out of influence. One of the main factors is when a leader is able to build rapport with their team. It's about building rapport. It's about becoming the leader that other people want to follow because of your character. Now listen, this takes time and it takes trust. There's no way around that. It is going to take time to establish yourself, if you're not there yet, as an influential leader. Not a positional leader, not a title-only leader, but to truly lead out of influence. It takes time. It takes trust. You have to invest the time with your team and build their trust. This comes out to becoming the kind of leaders that other people want to work with and want to work for, that you're not just leading because that's your title, you're the boss, so everybody has to listen to you. Now, that might be true. You might have the title and you might be that kind of leader, but are people going to follow you just because that's all it is, or are they going to follow you because of your influence? All right, so number two, the second quality of a healthy leader is ownership. You see, a healthy leader does not blame shift when there are issues. Oh my goodness, now listen to me. This is one, quite honestly, in my opinion, this is one of the weakest qualities a leader can have. It's blame shifting. There is nothing that gets under my skin, I think, more in leadership than blame shifting. This is when a leader points their fingers at everyone else and honestly throws everybody else under the bus. This is when a leader who there's an issue that comes up and there's a problem or there was a failure or a disaster of some sort or the job didn't get done or, you know, things happen, right? Things happen. And this is the leader that instead of owning it and saying that it's on them, they point the finger. They're like, well, hey, it's not me, man. I told Bob he was supposed to do his job and Bob failed. You know, I told Sue, I said, Sue, listen, this has got to be done. And she just dropped the ball. You're throwing them under the bus. Now, maybe Bob and Sue were terrible on the project. Maybe they failed miserably at the assignment that you gave them. But see, a strong and a healthy leader will not only own their own personal mistakes and shortcomings that may have happened, But this kind of leader will also stand up for their team and take ownership. Then, behind closed doors, they can correct and train where needed. In other words, out in the public view, the team leader is the team leader. They take the wins and the losses as a team, not as an individual. And we're going to get to that one in a moment. But at the meantime, this leader is the kind of leader that has to stand up for their team. Now, you can close the door and you can lead as tough as you think you need to lead to correct and train your people on your team. But you can't throw them under a bus. This really gets under my skin. I think it probably does to you too when you see people just blaming. And now listen, we live in a culture right now where everybody blames everybody else. All you got to do is look in leadership, whether it's political, whether it's in companies, whether it's in individual privately owned businesses, in marriages, in schools. We love to blame everybody else. But see, a healthy leader, they own it. There's ownership. Okay, number three, the third quality of a healthy leader is victor. It's a victor. Now, a healthy leader does not have a victim mentality. The victim mentality is the woe is me, the sky is falling mindset. It produces an attitude that everyone is against them and that the reason there may be struggles or issues is because they don't have the support or resources to succeed. See, this is a leader that has the victim mentality. The victim. The whole world's against me. I would do my job, but so-and-so in upper management, they're not giving me the tools I need to succeed. Or somebody else didn't pull their weight and somebody else failed, and now here I am, I'm stuck in the middle. See, a healthy leader, a healthy and strong leader, is able to use whatever resources they have to come out on top. This kind of leader is the one who is the first one through the door. They believe the team will win, that there will always be a better way and a better version of not only themselves, but also the team out there. See, to have a victim mindset or a victor mindset, big difference in how we respond to problems, big difference to how we react to people. The victim mindset, everybody's against me. I don't have what I need. And that might be true. Now, listen, I'm not ignorant enough to believe that everybody has everything they need. Listen, you might be sitting here listening to this podcast going, well, I don't have what I need. Now you got a choice to make. Either you sit there and you sulk and you play the woe is me card, or you figure out a better way of doing it or a better version of doing it. You figure out a better way to get the resources and you think nothing is going to stop me. That is the victor mindset. We will win. Okay, number four. The fourth quality of a healthy leader is positivity. Positivity. You see, a healthy leader does not have a negative attitude. Attitude is absolutely contagious. Whether it's a negative attitude or a positive attitude, it is 100% contagious. And people will often smell your attitude before you even speak. They can sense it. You can sense it. You know when somebody's in a bad mood. You can see it. If you've been married longer than a day, you know when your spouse is in a bad mood. If you work in a place where there's other people that are working with you, you can sense when they are in a bad mood. People will tell and can smell when your attitude is negative. And what it does is it pulls energy from the victim mentality. It makes the victim mentality even stronger. And the negative attitude will absolutely destroy a team. Sucking the life and the energy from the room so incredibly quickly. But a positive leader. You see, a positive leader is not an ignorant leader. A positive leader is not necessarily the eternal optimist that doesn't even know when there's bad things happening. So a positive leader is not somebody that has their head in the sand and is completely ignorant to what's going on. The positive leader, they do one thing differently. They choose to think positively. That's what it is. It's a choice. You can choose to have a negative attitude or a positive attitude. Now listen, you cannot control what everybody else does. You can't control how people respond. You can't control what people say or how people function and perform. But what you can control is yourself. That's what you can control. You can control the way you think about yourself and about your team. So think about it. Do you want to go through the day with a negative attitude and a poor posture? Of course you don't. So choose to be positive. See, the lens by which we look through will give us different perspectives. And our attitude gives us the proper altitude to see the big picture. If we have a positive attitude, it is going to give us a bigger perspective to see the bigger picture, not just the issue hitting at the moment. Okay, finally, number five, the fifth quality of a healthy leader, number five, is team. They are team first. See, a healthy leader does not have a me first posture. This is the Lone Ranger. This is the silo leader who only cares about themselves and their own success. The me first posture lends itself to greed. It lends itself to an ego, to pride, to selfishness, and on that list goes. See, following leader that looks to the team win is so incredibly refreshing. Once again, we're living in a time and in a culture where it's almost every person for themselves, every man, woman, child for themselves, that if you want to succeed, you've got to do it on the backs of others, that you got to work harder and outwork other people, and you got to push other people down in order for you to win. And the me first posture is greedy, it is selfish, it is ignorant, it is ugly. But a leader that looks to the team and celebrates the team, it is refreshing. It's a leader who is looking to add value to their teammates. If you work with a team and you've got people on your team and you've got supervisors and bosses that are thinking first, how do I add value to the team, not just myself? It is going to change the culture of the team and the workplace immediately. This kind of leader doesn't mind if someone else gets the credit. This kind of leader is more focused on the team winning, not just the individual win. The team winning is not only important in the moment, but it also produces a healthy environment and culture for future projects. So there you have it, the five qualities of a healthy leader. It is a leader who leads out of influence, not out of position and title. It is a leader who owns it, doesn't blame shifts. It is a leader that has a victor mindset, not a victim mindset. It is a leader that has a positive attitude, not a negative attitude. And it is a leader who thinks team first, not me first. So I hope this helps you on your journey becoming the healthy and strong leader that others want to follow. And once again, I hope that this podcast truly does help you to reach your potential, to define your purpose, and to live your life with passion. Thanks for joining me on this podcast. Until next time.